Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Hello? Hello.
Hi.
I think we're on.
Yay.
I'm trying to, all right, who's this? Is Marianne?
This is Deirdre.
Hi, Deirdre. So where are you calling from?
So I'm calling from California. I'm in beautiful Santa Barbara.
Okay.
This is the first time I've called in.
Oh, good. It's so interesting. Our lines are getting crossed. I think it's Mercury retrograde or something. And you're dropping my
right?
calls. And I'm like, okay, is that a sign?
For me, it was a sign to stay grounded, stay present, and persist.
Stay present. Well, we're going to make it happen. We're just trying to go around a different pathway, I guess. And here I am with you, but I don't have Mary on the line, so I don't know what happened to her. Maybe she has to work her way in.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I'll get into your energy and see what's going on. And just so you know, and all the callers who are listening, there's so much shift that happened after our full moon. It's like there's this faith and joy and peace starting to come in. And it's very interesting how the energy feels like it's lifting and elevating to another level. I don't know if you're aware of that, but I feel everything. So it's just I'm sorry?
Yeah, I resonate with that, yes.
Okay. So there's a lot of good happening.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second, okay? I have to stop this little dog from barking. Give me 1 second.
Give me one second. Fine.
I know you can hear me now because before the show, I had silenced my microphone and I was chatting up a storm to everybody waiting on Elisa. And nobody heard me. So now I've unsilenced my phone. But I did want to give out Elisa's cell number to everybody because once you talk with her for a few minutes here today, and we only have a short amount of time, but once you hear her, you may want to do a private reading. She's great, absolutely phenomenal. But I'll leave that up to you to figure out. But here's her number.
I'm back.
I'm back too. 407-432-7088. Text Elisa and schedule a private reading. You won't be sorry. I can promise you. Elisa, remember when I told you I had muted my microphone so that any little noise pre-show wouldn't be transmitted? I forgot to unmute my microphone.
I forgot.
But I'm back. I figured it out.
Everybody.
Oh,
it's
I was coming. I was coming up with all kinds of ways.
Oh,
well, now you're
okay.
On with Deirdre.
Now I'm grounding. I'm getting into Deirdre's energy so she can get a message. It's like, let's see what's going on with Deirdre. Okay, so I feel new opportunities around you, my dear. And you've been planting a lot of seeds for a long time now, and it's starting to open up for opportunity to take place. You get that, right?
Yes.
So it's okay. I know this is really hard for everyone in this world is to be patient, but just a little longer, because there's a huge shift about to happen that's going to shift everything to people to for people to receive so much abundance and so much love. And I feel it on, it's almost as if we're on the horizon looking at from the top of the mountain, like coming up, and we're like, oh my gosh, we're almost there. We just got to climb a little further and then we're going to be there. We're like almost there. So just a little more patience and then I feel like be ready. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because the floodgates are going to open. It's interesting because the last few weeks I've been feeling this push, and it's, you know, you can feel, we can feel a negative energy or a positive energy. So I've been feeling like this push, and I saw this tidal wave like in my mind's eye, and then I saw two waves coming. So it means like we're waiting for two more waves to show up or to pass through. And then I feel that something big is going to happen, and it's a lot of good, a lot of an influx of so much good. And that's what I see on the horizon. But it's more for everything that we've been working on within ourselves for the last couple of years, and then the reflection and the processing and coming into our own truth, it's all right there to be had. And so that, so now it's our time to learn how to receive and open to, you know, the opportunities that are going to, present themselves, and that's for the collective. It's going to shift into such a beautiful way, where we're going to help other people, but we're also doing this to help ourselves. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's how I
to
have
be ready.
Felt.
I feel
okay,
like
so you see.
In a cage.
Huh?
I said, I keep feeling like this wild horse in a cage. Like, I'm ready for the races. Like, I feel like I just got to get out and just run. Like, that's my energy right now. Like, I can't wait. And I'm excited. And I don't know what it is because I'm not seeing it yet. You know, the invisible is becoming visible now, but I'm not seeing so much as what it is, but I'm feeling it. And it's like, oh, I just can't wait to, like, get out there. And I wanted to run through the neighborhood going, something great, like, amazing is happening. And people look at me like I'm nuts. But, you know, it's like I have that energy of something really, like the pressure of something good is ready to happen. I just want to get out there and run. So I don't know if you're feeling that, but I feel like you are. I feel like you're ready.
I am. I am. Very interestingly enough, I am. And I have no idea what it is.
No, I don't either.
But,
and I can really see into a lot of things. But sometimes we're not supposed to know. Not yet. Because we're
right.
being programmed. Okay, we're going through a reprogramming on such a spiritual level. We were programmed in our human, okay? We were programmed to rules and boxes and laws and all this
mm-hmm.
stuff that kept us in a box of being able to really fly in ourselves, like being able to expand with what we came here to do and be in this world. And that's through our spiritual realm, okay? That's through the spirit of our soul and the universal properties. So what is happening now is we are literally being reprogrammed in the spiritual sense to open up to more of a divine method of connection. And we are being like programmed to be really sensitive and starting to understand what we're feeling and what we to go into our knowing of the soul. To really connect to that on that deeper level so we'll be sensitive and navigate through our internal senses of our intuition more than what rules we've been taught. It's not going to be so much in the mind. It's going to come from our knowing. And that's what this whole shift has been about. And that actually just
mm-hmm.
came to me. So that's pretty interesting that we are learning how to listen to the soul of the self. And that's what, if we don't know what's ready to happen, we know something is, but not in a bad way, in a really good way. Okay?
Yes. And everything you just said is exactly how I've been feeling. And so I'm just grounding myself and staying patient because I know something really amazing is about to happen.
I know. And, yeah. I don't think our energy, if we don't elevate to that level, we're going to be like, oh, what just happened? Like, it's going to be like, we have, you know, it's so high frequency. It's like being in excitement and you get so excited you just cry because you have this emotional relief. I feel like that's what's ready to happen. Like, all this good's ready to happen and we're just going to have this, like, celebration of life. It's so over. I haven't slept like in a week, like normal. I've been having just so much interference with my sleep. I feel like my skin's been burning. I don't know, but it's not like a bad thing. It's almost like I'm being recalibrated again to go into a heightened frequency once again on this journey. And it's like, I'm ready. I'm just embracing it. It's amazing. Haven't wanted to eat. I don't know if you're feeling that, but that's what I'm going through.
I'm not feeling it in that aspect, but I am feeling it. And it's like I just know I have to ground myself and stay grounded to be ready for this. So new opportunities. Okay. I'm excited.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. To get excited about what we don't know about.
Yes. Yes.
It's so funny. The invisible will become visible.
Okay, Elisa. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Deidre.
Thank you.
And I want to make a quick little announcement. We have two brand new callers and a couple of people that have called here more than once already. So what I'm doing is I'm going to bring in the new people first, and then we'll bring in the others. So our next caller is going to be Shakira from Alabama. Hi, Shakira.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hello, Shakira.
Peace. Hello.
Okay, you're hesitant about stepping into something new.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm being told it's how you trust yourself. Okay, because you've been on the hamster wheel going around in circles in the same energy frequencies for years and years and years, and you're starting to feel like you need to do something new. Trust yourself. Okay, there is no failure in going out there and allowing yourself another path, another opportunity, another way that is different than what you're used to. Okay, the uncertainty is very nerving sometimes because you don't know. You don't know the outcome, but we're not here to know the outcome. We're here to enjoy the journey, and you are being given an opportunity and you're hesitant. Even though you feel like, I just want to do this, I don't know why I feel like I want to do this, but you're hesitating, and if you listen to everybody else, you're going to be talked out of it, and then you're going to regret that you didn't take the opportunity, because what is the worst thing that can happen? You end up going right back to where you started from, right?
Right.
Okay, so I'm hearing take the step in a new direction. Trust yourself. Trust the process, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And I just see so much good. You know, it's kind of like when you were a young child and you were trying something new and you feel really uncomfortable being placed in a room with all these strangers. You don't know what you're getting into. And then you end up in this class and you start creating and interacting and you had such a good time. And you think, oh, my gosh. I never would have had this opportunity or had this fun if I didn't just show up that day. And that's what I feel you're kind of like hesitant about, is just showing up and going and doing it.
Yeah, I want to know, like, what is it exactly that they want me to do?
Like, oh, that's a $1 million question.
There's a new direction for you. Okay, you've been stuck. What I see is you've been stuck on this hamster wheel. It's like, you know, you go to work every day, you come home every day. You've been on a routine, and you really haven't stepped into what makes you feel good, what you enjoy doing. It could be something like, you know, painting or going out there and speaking or going – whatever it is that aligns with you. It's like you're – I don't want to say scared, because you're not really scared. You're kind of hesitant more than you're scared about taking a different path and trying something new. And I see once you do, you're going to really love it and think, I should have done this years ago. But I listened to everybody else. I had to go get a job, or I had to go do something, you know, that's it's almost like you just went and did something just to do it to please everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, when I've been in my house, I shut myself off from the world. But I have children, so I have to get back into the world even when I don't want to. But it's like I be wanting to do different things, but I just don't be knowing what steps to take. It goes back to what you said about just trusting myself and the thoughts that come up. But sometimes I just don't know. I don't know, but maybe it's more spiritual.
It's being with like people. You've always settled to be with the people that were not always on your level, and they don't understand you. So, you know, when people are more in the ego energy, you do not align with that energy because you're so much more from your heart. And so it's important for you to align with people that are standing in that frequency of the heart and of the love and the kindness. You don't understand the abrasiveness with people and the anger, and that's what you're kind of saying to yourself. I don't want to put myself into being in this, you know, chaos. I don't want to be in the direct of people criticizing me or telling me something when I get to choose for myself. And so it's about you stepping into people who are more aligned with that frequency of the divine love and the heart of you. And you will receive all that, because the world is shifting for more people to step into their heart and step out of their ego.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, things aren't going to be attached to what was before. It's a whole new earth where love is leading the way, and it's love of unconditional compassion and forgiveness and kindness to help each other along the way. And that's what you're here to do and help. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, so step into your heart, girl, and get out there. The people will show up. When you shine your light, people are drawn to that, and the right people will come. The lower frequencies, if they're not ready yet and they're sending in the fear and the anger and all that and the chaos, they're not going to want to be around you, just like you don't want to be around them.
Yes, ma'am. All right, well, thank you.
Okay, you understand, right?
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well,
you
I want to
beautiful
remind
day.
You too.
Yes, and thank you so much for calling, Shakira. I want to remind everybody that might want to reach out to Elisa. Her number is 407-432-7088, and she can give you a more in-depth reading and possibly a healing. Our next caller is Dion from Illinois. Hi, Dion.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Hello, Dion.
I'm enjoying listening to the show. Hi.
Well, that's good. We're glad to hear that. I feel like I learn from everybody else's message, even though it may not be directed to me. Elisa brings such wisdom with every message. I learn every time that we do this.
I agree.
Well,
there's
a lot of messages for all of us that correlate to everyone who's on the show, because it's, you know, the power of unity, really. So even if it's not directed to one person, it's really a universal message for everybody. So
because we're all one.
We are. We're all connected. And, you know, all of us sitting on a frequency of happiness and joy and excitement is going to ripple across the world to everybody else. So it's about here. We start here with that first step. And speaking of uncertainty, I see you are surrounded by so much uncertainty and feeling like you're pulled and pushed, and you're in like the whirlwind of the chaos, girl. And it's like you've got to step out of that. You understand?
I'm trying to do that, or I shouldn't say trying, but I'm looking to center myself so I can make clear decisions. Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yes, because there's a lot. I feel like the washing machine's going on around you, and you're like sitting there as that agitator in the center, like that little mechanism that, you know, twists and turns with everything else, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm getting thrown off my center, as you're saying. But I just feel like you're in the midst of people who are around you who are like, they're in the storm. You're like in the center of the tornado saying, oh my gosh, get me out of here. So my advice to you would be step outside of listening to all that, the opinions and the chaos and the negativity, and really get into nature with yourself alone. Bring a journal with you and start writing and start reflecting, because the way to be strong in yourself is to be alone with yourself. The way to ignite your power and your flame of the soul's truth is to be alone with yourself without any distractions. Okay, and that's for all of us. I mean, there are times where, you know, I go out there and I feel like I'm walking amongst a different world that I can't relate to, because it's just not where I step and walk in my daily, every day. It's just, but when I go to it, I feel like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be here. So I go back into my surroundings that are aligned with me. And when you stay on that frequency, you're going to start to heighten in yourself to have a lot more clarity and a lot more understanding and compassion of your own self-knowing. And it will be the driver, okay, for you to conquer all these hurdles and, you know, opinions and doubts and everything else. It's just get yourself out of that, because I feel like it's really confusing you. Do you understand?
Yes.
And you have a lot to, okay. So Spirit's telling me you have a lot of ideas, and then, you know, I think we're all kind of guilty of this. We ask everybody, what do you think? What do you think I should be doing? What do you think which way should I go? Who should I be around? And we give our power to the people and not the power to ourselves first. So when you sit with yourself alone, ask yourself, what is it that ignites you? What is it that you are drawn to? If you were the little girl and you were here to play today, what is it you would want to do to bring happiness into your energy field? Is it being with animals? Is it painting? Is it speaking in front of people? Is it being with people? I mean, there's so many things that we don't really reflect on and know of our own truth, because we get distracted by everybody else's opinions and we start to do our life based on what everyone else thinks instead of what we know. So to connect to that knowing of the soul, it's being in the alone time. And you really, I just see that you would benefit from that 100%, just being alone. And even if you have to shut off from everybody else and just say, look, I have some healing I need to do and self-reflection I need to do. I really don't want to hear what everybody else has to say, because you're engaging in their lower frequency and you keep trying to heighten and they keep pulling you back down. And it's like, no, I just need to free. And it doesn't mean you have to stop talking to all these people, including family or whatever. It just means that for right now, it's so necessary to really get to know you. You understand?
I understand that. Yeah, because I'm making a lot of big moves, and lots of changes that I'm acting on. So sometimes I feel like because I'm by myself that, you know, Spirit will talk to me through other people and give me messages through other people, just like, you know, 111 on a clock or 444 on a license plate, you know? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I do have to interact with other people just to get feedback on my ideas, but I get so many ideas,
yes,
and then it's hard for me to implement them because I know that interaction with other people is slowing me down. So, you know, it's more of like, you know, I just implementing them. But yes, I agree what you're saying. I have to shut down the chatter.
Yes, and when people do come and show up and give you a message, that's what it is. It's a message. It doesn't mean that you have to stop and turn in that direction. It's kind of like you know, somebody just walking up to you saying, oh, you know, I don't know why I'm drawn to you, but, you know, something you said just made me feel like I have to tell you what, you know, what I'm hearing. And you take that message, you're like, oh, well, thank you for that, and you keep walking. Because sometimes, you know, we're told certain things that we don't really understand the full puzzle, but we're collecting the pieces along the way. And so when you understand that people show up just to give you a piece to the puzzle, it doesn't mean that you have to stop everything and focus right there on that one piece. It's about keep collecting, keep walking. Just write that down in your notes. And because what I teach is when we gather all of our little gifts along the way, looking back, you get the full picture. You get the full puzzle. You understand it. But when you're before it happened, it's the unknown. We don't know why we're collecting this right now. But it just has meaning to something up ahead. You understand?
I understand.
Okay.
You don't sound too happy about
the
understanding.
No, I am. If you want to move, move. You know, if you want to go do something, go do something. If someone says, well, no, or well, whatever, that's what they're feeling, but they don't live inside of you. You have to know, you'll know what's truth. If you are sparked to have a reaction with somebody, then they are not speaking the truth.
Yeah. No, this
okay,
is just another
really
tool for me to grow. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is growth for me. I am moving, and with that, I am adding on another income stream. And I feel like I hope I don't bite off more than I can chew. I just keep coming up with these ideas, and it's just another income stream, because one thing I like to do is make money, because I like to spend money, and it's freedom for me, like Wolf of Wall Street, the fun coupons. I love it. And so what makes me happy is being able to do things like that. So I just keep coming up with new income streams and setting them off. You know, it's like putting out a fishing pole. And like when you get the fish, you reel it back in. And so I have to get up very early in the morning because that's when the world is really quiet and that's when I start working. So I do appreciate your messages. And it is it's great knowledge for me to grow on, and I thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. No, just trust you. Look, if we fear something isn't going to turn out the way that we expect it, we wouldn't continue our journey. If I wrapped my life around how much I was going to collect in money, this gift would have never taken off to where it is now. I trusted myself to help people, and then all of it shows up. It's not about the money. It's about the journey. So if you really focus on, you know, what is your driver? Money's an energy exchange. That's all it is. When money disappears, there's other things inside of yourself that you're going to want to do because that's your passion and your love. Focus on your passion and your love, and the money will come.
I wrote a book about how I became a homeless person and then how I made my comeback. And right now I'm making my comeback, and I'm writing the sequel. So it was very necessary for me to go from the top to the bottom and then back to the top. So there's where I'm at right now as far as, like, I know money isn't everything, but it is definitely your subconscious runs the show, and you have to reprogram it. And basically that's how I'm teaching people is through my publications of my works.
That's awesome.
That's why you went through it. You went through that to be the teacher.
I'd like to ask Dion if you want those books reviewed, reach out to me on beunique.org and I can tell you we can review them for you.
Oh, that is awesome. I will definitely do that.
Yeah.
Thank you for thank you.
You're welcome. That's something that we do, and you may want us to review the first book while you're still working on the second, or you may want us to do both at the same time. That's up to you. But just go to beunique.org and hit, use the contact there and reach out to us.
I sure will. Thank you so
Excellent.
Much.
Thank you. Well, we are out of our official time, and we've got two more callers still on the line. Elisa, do you have time to take two more callers real quickly?
Sure.
Okay. Well, the next one is Patricia. She's a repeat. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, ladies. Thank you so much.
Remind me where you're from.
For taking my call. I'm from Alabama.
Okay.
I guess that's
two Alabama girls today.
Yeah. Maybe about 4 months ago, I think. I'm not
It's
sure.
been a while.
Patricia.
It has.
Patricia,
yes.
The divine is working directly with you. You know that, right?
I feel it. Oh, my God. All around me. I almost feel like the first caller, I think, when you were telling her about the move. I just want to move. It's like I went and walked 3 miles, ran and walked 3 miles. Then I wanted to come home and cut my yard. It takes about an hour and a half to cut it. But I was ready to go out there and cut it. But then I just sat down and thought, well, wait a minute. But I just want to go. I just want to. Yeah.
You're going to be going. You're going to be spreading a lot of love to people. You're touching people in a very compassionate way soon. You know this, right?
I feel it.
Your heart.
I'm ready.
Your heart is very big. See you being a facilitator and inspiration for people ahead. So there's a lot that you've spoken in the past about all pretty much all your life as a little girl growing up, and you felt like you weren't received the way that you deserve to be received, but your time is coming. Okay.
Okay.
You understand that?
Yes.
And yes. You will have a voice in this world, but you are going to touch people on such a deep level the way you've always prayed for when you needed your help and guidance. You're going to be the one who's going to help facilitate that for others. All the struggles you've gone through in your past, you're going to understand why.
I'm ready. I love taking care of people and nursing them back to health. And, you know, I'm just like, I mean, if you bring it to me, I want to fix it. Let me help. And then I want to help some more. And but at the same time, I'm learning to take care of me first.
You're still going to give yourself selflessly, but this time it's received in such a different parameter than you've ever experienced before. It's going to be on such a different level. And people that are lost, you're the one who's going to go out there and give them the path and the guidance to keep walking this way, and you're there to help them. Do you see that?
Yes.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. You've always been wanting to be that person. But before you can't save people, but you can help guide them, and you're going to be that guide. You're going to be the tour guide for inspiration.
Nice.
Compassion.
Yes. Yes. I receive it. I receive it all. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Patricia. Love you, too. We're so glad you called back.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that I did call back. And many blessings to you both, and continue to stay safe. And I will be looking out for the show again. So thank you so much.
Okay, well, it's every Tuesday, and we do give preference to people who've never called before, and anyone who makes a donation to be unique. But I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to go to our last caller of the day. Bye, Patricia.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. And our last caller of the day, save the best for last, maybe. This is another person who's called in before, Anne from Washington State.
Yeah.
Hello,
Anne. Good.
Ah, thank you.
Hi, hello.
How are you?
Good. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Equinox birthday.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And
so
I
why
felt
do I see
good.
You with the
yeah, go ahead.
Why do I see you with a clipboard and you have all these ideas and all these, are you starting to do this? What is it you're doing? I see a clipboard and I see all these ideas put down and I just see you manifesting so many things right now.
Well, that's good because right now they're still on my still on my clipboard. So I've got to jump into action now because I don't want to do the same career as before COVID, and now I've moved to a new city, so starting a whole new plan.
I see you starting a whole new plan. I see a whole new plan. Like you are not, it's your way this time. It's kind of your way.
Oh.
You're not listening to what other people do for you. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I've always done that, but now with not so much with my work. So now I've got to, my lifestyle has always been my own, but now I've got to do that with my career as well.
Yes, but you're fine. You're going to do better than you even think.
Okay.
Because you've collected the tools on how to, you've always been a success. You create success. That is actually what you learned how to do. And success doesn't have to be correlated to money. It's success in achieving your goals and what you place out there for you to receive. And you do receive it all. You've done this your whole life. Maybe not in the workplace to do it for yourself that way, but you already have the tools to be at least successful because you've done it all your life. Anything you've ever put your mind to, you shined in. It's just that it became hesitant when you gave the reins to other people to tell you what to do. Your ideas were kind of like held down. And now you can do what you want. So I see you spreading your ideas. You have really good ideas, and it works. It's almost like you had to learn how to accumulate the tools in order for something to run its cycle. But it's like planting a lot of seeds, and now everything's starting to come together in a garden, even though it's all different seeds.
Oh, that's great analogy.
Okay, because there's a lot of, like, if people were to see what you're doing, they're not going to understand it because you're kind of, it's like being a cook. You kind of use a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, and nobody really knows, but it's delicious, and you're like, it's a recipe, and you're like, I don't know. I just, that's kind of how your life, okay, but it becomes successful because you have an internal instinct of how to do things. This is really cool because this whole show has been about instinct and internal knowing and how that's really starting to take the forward stance and directing us on the journey. So that's really powerful because that's where the power is within all of us. It's the intuition and the knowing of the truth of the self. And so if I were to ask you, you're not doing it like a box. You're not doing it by these rules. You're doing it within your own knowing. You see that?
Yeah. Thank you.
Listen to yourself. Well, you know, every time I stand up and speak, I don't write anything down that I'm going to talk about. It just flows from my heart. And it's always amazing. And sometimes I don't even know what I say because it just comes out. Okay? It's the truth. You are living in that space, allowing yourself to just drive with your own reins without having to think about it. You're just allowing it. And this is what
is so hard to teach people is stand and surrender and allow yourself to lead the way. Because the self knows. We have an internal compass that knows the way. But we're never taught how to listen.
True.
So listen, because you are being guided through the divine love, and you will always be in that space of success. It's not about other people. It's about your journey, your journey. Okay? Does that help?
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. I get bogged down on the money part. So, or of what other people see of me, of not making a certain amount of money.
I learned a long time ago that when you allow yourself to be organic and you really stand in your moral compass and do your world, do life every day in that moral compass, that the divine will always provide for you no matter what. Because it's not just about money. It's about the fulfillment of every channel that you came here to be in all your gifts that become fulfilled along the way by being you. And that's where we're all heading to in humanity. We're all heading into this humanitarian love to help one another, but also to help ourselves first. And this is the journey that we're being pushed into this heightened frequency to do. And people are resisting through the ego because it is what they know. It's not the unknown, because stepping into yourself and trusting you is unknown. It feels like, how can I trust myself? Because I don't have a textbook outline of what's expected. So it's about stepping into the truth of you and allowing them to surrender to be guided to success. Because we all come here with that moral compass to achieve everything that we are within ourselves. Those are our gifts. Those are that's God's gift. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Trust yourself. Trust yourself. And don't worry about the money. It shows up. Because the way you touch people is priceless. There's not enough money for what you're going to be showing them and teaching them and doing in your path. It's so much deeper than job. You understand that.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay. All right, my dear. I hope I helped.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah,
thank
great
you,
Anne. Thanks for taking me on. All right.
Oh, thank you. Every Tuesday, we'll be here at 11:30, and that brings us to the end of this show. Alisa, thank you once again for doing what you do.
Thank you. Have a good
You're
day.
You're welcome. Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer, Alisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Alisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit theunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's theunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Alisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.